My Conference Notebook. Small acts of faith are required to ignite God's promises. By Elder Dale G. Renlund of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Abound with Blessings. Ensign, May 2019, page 71. 8 new temples announced. President Russell M. Nelson announced plans to build 8 new temples in the following locations. There are 162 temples in operation, and 47 more announced or under construction. Antofagasta, Chile. Budapest, Hungary. Moses Lake, Washington, USA. Niafu, Tonga. Okinawa City, Japan. Pago Pago, American Samoa. San Pedro Sula, Honduras. Tooele Valley, Utah, USA. Find the light again. Sister Sharon Eubank gave 5 suggestions for when you feel that the beacon of your testimony is sputtering and darkness is closing in. 1. Take courage. 2. Keep your promises to God. 3. Ask your questions. 4. Patiently melt stone to glass. 5. Turn to Jesus Christ, who loves you still. See Christ, the light that shines in darkness. Ensign, May 2019, page 75. Home-centered, church-supported sanctuaries. Many of our leaders spoke about strengthening our homes, particularly with the new emphasis on home-centered, church-supported gospel study. You can learn more about inviting the Spirit more frequently into your home. See Henry B. Eyring, A Home Where the Spirit of the Lord Dwells, Ensign, May 2019, page 22. Making your home the ultimate missionary training center, family history center, and temple preparation class. See David A. Bednar, Prepare to Obtain Every Needful Thing, Ensign, May 2019, page 101. Using curriculum and time with your family to help deepen our conversion and help us become more like Jesus Christ. See Ronald A. Rasband, Build a Fortress of Spirituality and Protection, Ensign, May 2019, page 107. From Panic to Peace. Not long ago, my day-to-day struggles to keep up with work and church responsibilities were overwhelming, and I felt a sense of panic instead of peace. Then one day, I was listening to a recording of President Dallin H. Oaks' priesthood session talk from April General Conference. He quoted from his own earlier conference address, Good, Better, Best. We have to forego some good things in order to choose others that are better or best. See, Where Will This Lead? Ensign, May 2019, page 61. His words seemed to speak to my exact concerns and help me regain a feeling of peace, proper priorities, and order in my life. Arthur A. Hovely, Utah, USA. Home, a heavenly place. We hope and pray that each member's home will become a true sanctuary of faith, where the Spirit of the Lord may dwell. Despite contention all around us, one's home can become a heavenly place where study, prayer, and faith can be merged with love. President Russell M. Nelson, Closing Remarks, Ensign, May 2019, page 111. You can share your experience with General Conference by submitting it at ensign.churchofjesuschrist.org. End of My Conference Notebook. Read by Dwayne Case.